Wheat prices have dropped about 60 cents in the past couple of weeks. Joining us now to talk about it is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's start with some of the reasons behind this decline.
Well, I think you've got wheat stocks, you've got increased wheat planted acres for the 2012 crop, and you've got lower corn prices. If you look at the wheat stocks, U.S. wheat ending stocks, 870 million bushels compared to the five-year average of 730 million. World ending stocks at 7.7 billion bushels compared to the five-year average of 6.7. Both stocks relatively high. You can look at the planted acres. We know that U.S. wheat planted acres are about 3% higher than last year. World wheat acres, planted acres are reported to be up. Canada came out with a report that their non-Durham wheat acres is expected to be 10.5% higher than last year. And the corn, they're talking about significantly higher planted acres of corn this year. One estimate was up to 97 million. They're talking about being awash in corn. So corn prices are down, wheat prices are down.
With that corn that you mentioned, the prices there, what's the relationship then between the corn prices and the wheat prices?
Well, corn prices have fallen more than the wheat prices. You know, we talked about that the corn prices were at a premium to soft red winter wheat prices. Those two price levels are now relatively close. So at the present time, we don't have corn prices supporting the wheat prices.
Okay. Those wheat prices continue to be low as we head toward 2012 harvest. We have the price around $6. What's your take on all of that?
Well, as we're coming into harvest, our forward contract prices are continue to decline. You look at the basis in the harvest off the Kansas City Board of Trade July contract, 45 to 85 cents less than that or under that, depending on where you're on the state. So you have the harvest price somewhere between $5.90 and around $6.25. And I'm afraid if we can get some weather and some good crop, it's going to be lower than that.
Okay. And let's switch gears and just briefly mention canola. We talked about the condition of the crop earlier in this show. Canola prices?
They've been falling also, if you've been watching, along with wheat prices. A report came out of Canada this week that canola planted acres are expected to be 5% higher than last year, and that canola stocks are expected to increase next year. Still marginally tight, but more canola than we had this year, and lower prices.
Okay, good updates. Not such great news, but we appreciate it. Kim, we'll see you next week. Thank you.